Welcome to the June 16th, 2013 edition of Waking Up, Freeing Ourselves from Work. Today we're going to be continuing our look at this concept of the economy, which is going to be the focus of the volume 4 that I'm planning to put out of a series of small books called We Are Living the Transition That Ends the Class System and Ushers in Our Future Freedom. And that volume I'm calling To Rebuild Our Freedom and Getting Beyond Our Fear That, you know, the fundamental fear of how will we eat. So that's why that volume is focused on the economy. And because of my sensitivity to radio wave bombardment, working at the computer tends to be a torture. So the PDF of Living the Transition, Volume 4, To Rebuild Our Freedom, may not read as smooth as I'd like it to. But if I ever have the funds to get it printed, I'll do my best to finesse out the creases. So just, you know, be a little tolerant of the rough spots in it. Once again, I'd like to begin this show with an expression of gratitude for the courage and strength of our sisters and brothers in Turkey. And to add as well these words, whatever you decide, know this, power never forgets. We'll never let go determination to recover what they temporarily, to their minds, strategically relinquished. They will return in time to grab it back again, and more besides. Grab everything we have that speaks to us of freedom. And the only win we can achieve with any degree of permanence is the end of power, i.e., the end of concentrated conquering energy. We have to face and eliminate that threat, and that threat is global. These so-called kings convene in global bodies and converse together, their goal in common, to control the cattle. And we can only face them by concentrating our energy, linking hands globally, matching our thoughts and steps together. The time is now to begin discussing this. No doubt power schools itself in these global bodies to learn restraint. It's been clear to them, at least since Bentham, that discipline should be internal. Overt violence is a losing play. They know it. Our implied consent, our tacit obedience, is the only way to corral us over time. What did Kissinger say? How did he put it? Quote, almost all empires were created by force, but none can be sustained by it. Universal rule, to last, needs to translate force into obligation. Otherwise, the energies of the rulers will be exhausted in maintaining their dominance at the expense of their ability to shape the future, which is the ultimate task of statesmanship. Empires persist if repression gives way to consensus, unquote. And that's Henry Kissinger, page 13 of On China. Couldn't be stated more clearly than that, their intention. Maybe not the end play. They know they want to shape the future. He demurs at being explicit about that future, but I think it's pretty clear. And we've been arguing over the course of these shows that the wage work system itself bends towards totalitarianism. And we need to begin talking about this. If I'm wrong, hey, debate. Bring it. Let's talk about it. The violence of the police you're witnessing in Turkey cannot be sustained. Power believes it should be used only in great extremity, and its goal is to appear benign, perhaps even mostly to itself. I suspect power tells itself that force, coercion, the enormous amount of violence used to force us off the land and compel us to come in, by means of the various enclosure movements over the centuries of final stage class, destroying our ability to be self-sufficient, that this, quote, unquote, original sin was and continues to be an unfortunate necessity to get the engine of progress going, after which, once it's rolling, force can be withdrawn. If we've been well taught, have become, therefore, self-regulating, and Earth knows at times we have to jump through those hoops. Ted Fishman, quoted in Red Ink by Robert Schaefer, reported from his visit to Chinese factories that the ranks of managers are remarkably thin by Western standards. Depending on the work, you might see 15 managers for 5,000 workers, an indication of how incredibly well self-managed they are, unquote. And that's from page 141. And remember last week when we quoted from Fat and Mean, the book by David Gordon, his exploration of this phenomenon of bloated management, which is, in a sense, a means to instill discipline externally. And they are getting it that all forms of overt, just as Bentham said, it's a waste of energy. And as Kissinger just reiterated, all you got to do is grab them by those short hairs, make survival iffy, a challenge, make scarcity our common dilemma. And that we have in their minds and in ours, until we talk about it, nowhere else to go, until we open up a new place to go. So, otherwise, absent our quiescence, our internalized discipline, they'd inevitably encounter difficulty sustaining the happy face ideology that it's all for us, that the intelligent ones among us will get it, that we are benefiting, though certainly civilization does have its costs. But ideology is also coercion, is also massive suppression.